All right, guys, this is my third time doing this introduction video, so if this doesn't work out, I'm sorry. Intro, please.
Soul Speak Living in Color, where we talk about inspirations, following your dreams, and what lights your fire. I'm your host, Sam Filia, Rainbow and Thunder voiceover. You can find me at samfiliavo.com.
Thank you for joining and thank you for listening to Soul Speak Living in Color. I am Sam, your host, if you didn't hear my awesome intro voiceover, just saying. So I wanted to give an introduction to what we'll discuss and also an introduction to myself. So, you know, how can I ask my guests all of these questions if I'm unwilling to do it myself? So here we are. So this series is about people telling their stories of how and why they do what they do, you know, their journey of following their dreams and passions, inspirational goodness and support to the viewers who need that extra little push to do something amazing. Because, you know, a lot of people are living in fear of branching out, getting out of their comfort zone and doing something that they've always wanted to do. They just haven't done it. This is your message. Go out there and do it. Anyway, so as I'm in the voice acting community and have met or know of some awesome individuals within this community, a lot of my guests are going to be voice actors, but they all have some amazing stories, so it's worth the listen. As for me, I'll be asking myself some of the questions so you can get to know my story. And yes, I do have a script, because this is the third time. The first two times I didn't have a script. Sam, how did you start in voice acting? You like that? That was good. Okay. So let's jump back a little bit here and go through just a little bit of my backstory. When I was a kid, as far as I would remember, I love Disney so much. I love cartoons. I always did silly voices. I've sang since I could talk. Singing is one of my lovely hobbies. I do it every day. My cats love me for it. So I kind of meandered away from that, got stuck in the real world and went to college and stuff. I was an athlete for 13 years in competitive rifle. I did BB gun, I did sport rifle, precision air rifle, small bore, I did a little bit of pistol, I shot a little bit of high power. Archery, which is one of my favorites. I love archery. Haven't done any of that in several years now, but I look to hopefully get back into archery at some point when I can afford the arrows. They're expensive. So that took me through college. And throughout this whole time, you know, I had no intention of being an actor. Never thought that I'd be good at it. Never really wanted to join theater because I have major stage fright and social anxiety. Like even right now behind this camera, knowing that there's going to be people viewing this, I'm just like freezing on the inside. I can do it because I've learned how to at this point. But I never thought that I'd be an actor. I always wanted to be a singer, but I never pursued that for various reasons that we're not going to discuss today. But so years go by, I think it's 2017 when my partner and I, we're so into anime at this point, which neither one of us has never really been into it until then, until like 2016 or so. 2017 rolls around, one night we're sitting in our house and it just pops into my mind, like, you know, I hear these people's voices all the time. Do they do this for a living? Like, did they do this for a living? And then I looked it up, I did a little research. They're voice actors. Like, voice acting is a thing? I didn't know this. I don't know why I didn't know this. But it just kind of clicked with me, you know, that this is a career. People do this. You know, it's not just acting on screen or acting on stage. It's behind a mic. Nobody sees you. Hardly anybody ever knows what you look like or that you even exist outside of that character voice. And voiceover is everywhere. I learned that really quick. You know, it's commercials, it's podcasts, it's narrations, it's e-learning, you know, it's everywhere. And animation and character work is just the tip of the iceberg. That's just what everybody sees or recognizes. So I started doing so much research. I got really into it. I watched tons of YouTube videos on people explaining what it is, how it's done, people giving advice, and it's a little workouts here and there. So I learned as much as I could for about 2 years. And then in 2019, I started my real training. I took some acting classes, or I started taking acting classes. 2020 is when it really kicked off. I had finally come into a little financial freedom, and I blew it all on classes and learning and investing in my business, what I can now say is my business. My first acting class was a theater class. So I did do my final project on stage, which was freaking terrifying, but I did it anyway, and I proved it to myself that I can be an actor. And then that just like jump-started me, right? I did a lot of voiceover, specifically voiceover acting training at Voice One. I love Voice One. Sally Clausen is amazing. She's an amazing teacher, along with all the other people who taught the classes. I am so grateful to have had the chance to start in this endeavor, because it has been an amazing, amazing journey. So that's how I got into it. You know, it kind of like dawned on me one day, and then all of a sudden that is it. I had been a personal trainer. I was a chef before that. Well, I did graduate with hospitality and culinary management, but I wasn't like, you know, recognized as a chef. I cooked in kitchens. Personal trainer. I wanted to be a health coach at the time. Life coach, which I still think could be done. You know, I'm not closing that off. It's just right now I want to work on voice acting. And this is my career, y'all. Like, this is it. I don't think I've ever been interested in anything more than I am voiceover. And that's great. That's great. So can you elaborate a little bit on why did you make this your career? It's a passion for me. I've never had such strive to do something in my entire life. I love that there's so much versatility in this career. I could be doing something totally different every day. The only constant really is the business aspect of it. You know, you got to do social media marketing, direct marketing, which I am not great at. So I don't do a whole lot of that. And I know there's a lot of people out there, you need to do direct marketing. You have to do it all yourself. I don't want to do it all myself. And that's the great thing about having your own business. You can run it any way you want to. So I have the wonderful Celia Siegel Management. She's helping me with a lot of the marketing. I do my social media because I've really tried to hone in on that and learn how to do it. But with the performance, I could be doing commercials one minute. I could be doing e-learning the next. I could be doing a character in the next hour. And that changes every day. My job is not, you know, booking. My job is auditioning. And that's everyone in this community. The job is auditioning. And it's not rejection. It's selection. So most of the time, you're not going to hear back from the people that you submitted auditions to. That doesn't mean that they're not ever going to hire you. That just means that you're not fit for that project. Or maybe they'll come back to you in a month, maybe 2 months, maybe a year. You never know. That's just how it is. A lot of times you don't hear back from anybody. But it is such an ecstatic feeling when you do book, because you put in so much hard work, you've done so many auditions and got so many skills, and finally this one. So I like the little bit of competitiveness that's in it. I love the variety. It's not mundane at all. I built my own studio, or I did not build it myself. I had help building it, but it's a custom built studio. I have it set up the way that I want it, and I just do my thing on a daily basis. I'm super grateful that I can come in here and just do my auditions, and even more grateful when those auditions get accepted and I'm hired. So yeah, I like variety. I like to change things up a lot. It's like a dream come true. I'm following my dreams. All right, Sam. So that was a great explanation. Speaking of dreams, what is your dream role? I just want you guys to know, if any of y'all are British watching this, I'm sorry for the terrible accent. Anyway, so my dream role, you're going to hear this a lot, probably. I would love to be a Disney princess or a Disney heroine. You know, strong, spicy, feisty, independent, awesome woman in a Disney movie. Oh my gosh, that would be so great. It's like, that would be a dream come true for me. And I know a lot of people want to do that too. Animation is like everybody's dream, really. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of people in this community dream of doing animation, especially for Disney. But that would be me saying, I freaking made it, man. Maybe a villain too. I could do a villain. I have been practicing my villains, but as you can tell, my voice is a little high-pitched. So it's, I could do a mean cat, a Disney princess. How cliche. All right. So what are some life goals and aspirations? So some of my life goals and aspirations, like anything that I do as a career, I want to be able to acquire financial freedom. I just want to be able to be living comfortably doing what I love to do. You know, I want to travel, and I've never been overseas. I've traveled all over the US, not to every state, but most of the states. I've never been overseas. I would love to be able to go and not, you know, break the bank. I'd love to just eat good food and travel and have a farm. What more can a girl ask for? Maybe not a farm, but like a lot of animals. A zoo. I want a zoo without all the cages. At least a mini goat. Yes, yes. Very direct and to the point, I see. So let's talk about something else. What other passions or hobbies do you have? So some other passions and hobbies, I really love to go hiking, not in the winter because I hibernate in the winter. I cannot stand the cold. As you can see, I'm wearing a long sleeve and a sweater and I'm still freezing. Like my hands and my toes are going numb because it's really cold in here. I can never put on enough layers. Other than that, I love crocheting. I made this. I crocheted this. I'm super proud of it. It's super pretty. And it matches my hair. I also love dyeing my hair. I dye my hair all the time. I change it up all the time. This is actually the longest that I've had this coloring style. I think I've had it for almost 5 months, I believe. So that's a long time for me. I usually change it up quite a bit, but I'm loving this color. Like, look, mermaid vibes. Okay. So, hiking, hair dyeing, crocheting. I do puzzles with my partner whenever we get the chance. We've done a couple, and mini painting. We don't do it super often because it takes a lot of time. And I am not one to just do a little bit and then let it dry, come back a few days later, do a little bit more, come back and do if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it in one sitting, or I'm going to try my best to do it in one sitting. And that takes a good 4 to 6 hours to do just one regular, like, mini figure. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. Mini figure painting. It's really cool. It's very detailed. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of mental energy to do the whole thing. So most people in Atlanta, they won't do it one sitting. They'll come back to it and, you know, do it over a couple of days or a few weeks or something like that. No, I want to do it in the entire sitting as I do with everything else. I have 3 cats. I'm a cat lady. If I was single, I'd be a crazy cat lady because I never leave my house. I'm lucky to have found my partner because he understands me, even though he's an extrovert and he invites me to everything. I like being invited, but I don't want to go. No. Yes, I can see you living in a cottage by yourself with about 15 cats and a house full of fur. So what are some role models or people that inspire you? This question is a little tricky for me. I am going to be asking it to a few of my guests, but not everybody has role models or a role model. I consider myself one of those people. I don't know of anybody who has the lifestyle that I really want. For me, it's more about characteristics, personality traits. I have people that I don't want to be like. I have people that inspire me to be like that particular trait that they have. So, like, you know, strength, inner strength, being able to be vulnerable and okay with that. My role models as I was growing up were animated characters. I tell you, I want to be a Disney princess. Those were my inspirations. And it's not a specific one. It's characteristics of certain ones that I have always aspired to be like. I'm a bit of an idealist. So I look for the most ideal things and try to be that. The people that inspire me, I think I would have to attribute that to some of the people that I've known in this community for the last year or two. Because up until this point, I've just been kind of going through life. You know, I've always been emotionally detached. It's been really helpful that this whole voice acting community is so supportive. Everybody is so nice. You know, you're always going to have your bad seeds, I'm sure. But I haven't really met anybody who's unkind, you know? Some people that I have worked with, that I've had conversations with, that are just super awesome people. One would be Celia Siegel. She's done my branding. She's helping me with my management. We always have, you know, like 10, 15 minute conversations before we even start our business call for the day. And I find that awesome. Like, it's rare that you have people that are even interested in who you are and what you're doing. And I found that I enjoy hearing about people's success stories, how they got into things, because I can see it in their eyes, you know, the joy, and it just lights them up to talk about things that inspire them and talk about things that, you know, light up their soul. That's what I really enjoy, which is why I started this podcast, because I want more people to see that. I want more people to be inspired by other people's stories, by other people's soul spark. So Celia Siegel is a fantastic example. J. Michael Collins, I'm sure a lot of you know, is so super generous. He's honest. He does not beat around the bush. He's funny. He's nice. Like, he has all of the things. He does all of the things within this community, and he's been such a godsend to a lot of people. He did my demos. He helped me with coaching. He did a lot of my coaching and answered any question that I had for him. And I think another one would be Sally Clausen, who runs The Voice One. I worked with her a lot, and she's very friendly, but she can be very stern when she wants to. And it's great. I think she makes the perfect teacher. all of these people that I've had the opportunity to work with, and it's not just those three, but that's the ones I'm going to name for time's sake. All of these people that I've worked with have been so amazing, and it makes for a great working environment when you have people that are so supportive and they have no investment in you, you know, like after they're paid, I mean, that you can still go ask people questions and they're super nice about it. You know, they're not going to turn you away. They're going to help you succeed, even though they get nothing out of your success other than I'm so glad to see you, you know, living your best life. And that's hard to come by in a lot of industries nowadays. Yes, very nice, touchy-feely stuff. So any advice for people building their business right now? Creative entrepreneurs, multi-passionates. There's so much advice out there. Oh my gosh, you guys. I'd say, you know, don't think that you have to do it all yourself. You've got people surrounding you. You're not alone in anything that you do. And you can ask questions. It's okay. It's okay to be helped. You know, I don't usually like asking for help. I've been working very hard to accept that people are willing to help when you need it. And it's made such a difference. So keep a team and say hi every now and then. It doesn't hurt. I'd also say don't give up. It's going to take a while for you to get there. If you're a voice actor, if you're an artist, a painter, whatever it is that you're doing, it takes a long time to build a business. It takes a long time to get all the skills if you're new at it, if you haven't been doing it your whole life. So just be patient with yourself. Allow yourself the little bit of wiggle room. Don't, you know, if you're going to be grinding super hard, like a lot of people tell you to, you know, just really nose to the ground, dig in it, go after it. Try not to burn yourself out, because that is super easy to do. You know, take a break every now and then. Let yourself rest, refresh, and then come back and kick some ass. And just be yourself. You know, people like it when you're the real you and you don't have a mask on. I know a lot of us here are actors. And a lot of us wear a mask. And that's not even just the actors. Most people have a mask on. And life is much more simple and livable, tolerable, when you just let it all go and be yourself. If you don't know who yourself is, start the journey. It's sometimes painful, sometimes joyous, but yin and yang, right? So that's all the questions that I have for me. That's a lot of the questions that I'm going to be asking to my guests. I'm going to try and do these on a weekly basis. I may change that later on down the road to like bi-weekly or whatever. Next episode is going to be Miss Kayla Pitts, which is an awesome conversation. She's a voice artist as well. Like I said, a lot of these people are going to be voice artists, but that's okay. Stay tuned.